may have started to announce that. Next Sunday night at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a scrimmage. Did I announce that? Hey, we're going to have a scrimmage with the Hoop Dreams team, and goes along with the Wall of Fame. They're going to divide up, and we're not going to scrimmage them, which some people were concerned. They're going to scrimmage each other, but there's going to be a black team and a red team of our girls, and we're going to divide up and cheer for the different colors, and that way we don't have to go to a tournament to see them play and go to all that mess. They're going to play right here for us. So that'll be hopefully the first of many opportunities for you to get to know some of the girls better. But that's next Sunday night at 6, and it'll be part of youth group that we'll go in there for a half an hour, 45 minutes to watch them play. So I hope you'll come and support the girls. This is Mark chapter 10, verse 35 through 45. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with?" And they replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left hand is not mine to grant, but it is for those whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it's not so among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There was a time in my life when everything was simple, and you knew what good was and you knew what bad was. And my parents were quickly to tell me if I got confused. There was a thing called good grades. And I had a tough time because I had a tough time with spelling. And Tammy Ash, my girlfriend in second grade, said, I told her, "You spell phone with an F." And she said, "No, you don't. You spell it with a P." And I thought she was crazy. And then I found out the teacher told me I was wrong. I guess I learned to spell pahonically. I thought that was a, think about it, because it's, so I learned that there's good spelling and bad spelling. She said, "You're a good speller," and then a bad speller, and then I learned I was good at math, because I scored well, and then I went to high school where my teacher was Mr. Fail, no kidding, my physics teacher's name was Mr. Fail, and he graded on a curve, and if you made a 70, but everybody made 40, that was great. So one day mine came back as an 85, but then I found out everybody had made 90s. And so it's kind of relative in how we think about that. And so James and John realized they're on the inner circle. And so they come up to Jesus, like many of us, they try and trick him. They said, "Hey, we're going to ask you a question, and you say yes." Well, Jesus has been around. He understands people. And so he says, "What do you want?" And they said, "We want the number one and the number two spot, the right hand and the left hand at the little table when you come. You know, you have your throne. We want to be a right and left. So we want to be, top 12 is not good enough. We want to be one and two." My poor boy Rick Barnes of Tennessee, they went home. Man, I know. Another tough year. But, in Clemson. Well, we're waiting for football. But it's not good enough. And you think about how tough it is on basketball because, you know, it's unless you make the number one, you're a loser. Clemson went to the NIT one year when Rick Barnes was at Clemson when I was there. They went to the NIT, and the ESPN guy said, "Well, you are the, 60, how many teams start out? 60?
You're the 65th best team in the country if you won the NIT. Oh, that's cold. But that's kind of how we think about it. And we think about good behavior, bad behavior, good results, bad results, and we're told, hey, do right and you'll be rewarded, do bad and you'll be punished. But that's not the way the world works. And so as we're thinking about this, I want you to think about drinking the cup fully, no matter whether it's success or failure. Either one can be detrimental. People who win the lottery are generally not as happier than other folks. You think they would be ecstatic, but life is kind of that way. I want to tell you specifically about one kid on this poster. And she is going to Duke, and this is her picture right here. It's Jada All. Now, Jada, when 4 of the 8 did not sign at signing date, and so they didn't give up, which is impressive to me. And so Jada needs this scholarship to go to college. Her brother's going to the military. She needed this if college is in her future. And so she played very nervous at our tournament, because that's a lot of pressure. But the drive of her for her future and of her dad and of her coach didn't let her give up. Here's the man. Come here. You're up. I'm talking about Jada. I'm talking about Jada and how she didn't originally sign.
Wow.
But she didn't give up. You didn't give up.
Right.
And so because of that, because I wanted her to get a scholarship, so I didn't say anything, but
right.
I was the one going, take it now.
Right.
This is Dorian Williams, Dorian's head of Hoop Dreams, and so we're going to put this up. This is going to be our wall of fame.
I appreciate it.
So that as people are going in, and we can do a better one or a different one going forward, but we want the girls as they're going in to know what's possible.
That's
so
right.
The new girls that are coming in are going to go what's possible.
Right.
And so Dorian had a big group from out of town yesterday, so you're here. Stand behind here so that they can see you.
All right.
I mean, hear you.
All right.
And then say what you got to say. Do your thing.
All right. First of all, how y'all doing? And let me say this. This church is this church is actually I'm trying not to get emotional. This church has done a lot more for me and for the girls than y'all would ever know. So personally, can I get some Kleenex? Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. So personally, on a personal level, I have a daughter that passed away last year. And actually, she passed away and it was malpractice, doctors just, they didn't care. And my daughter would say, Daddy, you know, before she passed away, she said, you know, Dad, you do a good job with the kids and please don't, you know, she didn't know she was going to pass away. You know, but at the same time, she did. And when I met David, I was already, my organization was functioning somewhere else. And when I met David, I don't really think y'all realize the person that you have in David. You know, selfless and really cares about the church and the community. And that's why I chose, we discussed, David came to me and said, he said, I want you here. Meaning I want in time of need, your organization here. My church needs to be a part of what you're doing. That's what David stated. And if it wasn't for that reason, we wouldn't be here. But I'm glad we're here because when we first got here, immediately, because I'll be honest with you, this, the honest truth is, I was done with church. When my daughter died, I was done. It was over. It was like, it was just my personal preference. I was like, nah, I can't do it, because I don't understand how my daughter's gone. But, you know, that's lawsuit. We have to do whatever we got to do for that. But what I'm saying to you is, these girls are being, it's a major benefit being here, because there's something special about this church. And if it wasn't, I promise you, I wouldn't be here. I promise you, there's a million places you can be, but it's not about the facility you're at. It's about home, feeling a home. And this is home for us. And I love it. These kids, and it's all about the kids, because this year we raised $1.3 million in scholarships. And we've done it year after year after year. But I'm saying to you that without a facility like here, like yesterday, I'll give you a prime example. When we came, we brought a lot of kids here yesterday from the area, some from out of the area. And we went downstairs and did classroom activities with the kids. It wasn't just about the gym. See, the gym is only one part. But you got a beautiful facility downstairs with classrooms where kids can learn. And so we took them downstairs, because I told them, you know, this dribbling a ball doesn't build this. Smarts comes from the classroom. So we went downstairs and got them smarter. Because no kid can go to college if they don't have the grades. Now, they may think they can, but they cannot get in college if they don't have the grades. So what we do, and it's like with David, I'm telling you, we've had a million conversations about the education of the kids, because that's what it's about. People were here before us. People were here before you, but it's about you. Every one of you, believe it or not, has an effect on those kids. Every one of you has an effect on those kids. So it's not just what In Time of Need is doing, which is the nonprofit. Hoop Dreams is a part of In Time of Need. But Macklin is special to these kids. I'm telling you, you're at a special place. And I invite you, whenever we're doing anything, I'm talking about anything, whether we have a scrimmage, we're getting T-shirts made for people right now in the church. You know, want T-shirts, let us know. But I want to pick this up for a second.
Now, here's the difference in most what most people do.
Most people, what they do is that most programs that you see now that want to be notarized or whatever, they'll go get a kid that's already ranked, what they call ranked. They'll go get a kid that's already ranked. Oh, we want that ranked kid, because that ranked kid helps that program. We take kids, none of these kids on this picture were ranked. We built them, we developed them. And now, she definitely wasn't going to Duke. And now Jada will be starting at Duke next year. Now this is Duke. But let me give you a story about Jada. So, I promote the kids. So when the games happen, I go see the high school games. College coaches call me, Colorado call me. So the story on Jada is this. You have to keep teaching kids, and it takes a village. It takes a village. I don't know if people have forgotten about the village, but it takes a village for them to get where they're going. So Jada, I go to a game. Jada played a horrible game. Colorado came down to see her play. When I say horrible, Jada was standing outside. Jada's a 6'1", 6'2 kid, and she was just standing outside trying to show she was a guard. And I said, Jada, you look horrible. She said, why, coach? I said, because you stood in one place. Y'all remember back in the day, Bill Walton and all these people, and they had to go inside to get a rebound too. But Jada forgot that because she wanted to be a guard. So I said, Jada, will you please go your butt inside and outside and show that you're an athlete instead of trying to be one-dimensional? So Colorado didn't offer, and she didn't want to go to Colorado. This is how God works. She didn't want to go to Colorado. She wanted to go to Duke. But Duke didn't come around at that time. Duke wasn't there. I picked up the phone and called Duke. I said, you need to come see Jada. She's still available? Yeah, she's still available. Is she our type kid? Come see her. So the next game after I chewed in her butt, because let me tell you this right here. Tough love is the best love in the world. Tough love is the best love in the world. So after I chewed in Jada's butt, Jada went inside and outside. Jada got a full scholarship to Duke, which was her dream school, because when I first met Jada, Jada said, I want to go to Duke. Now, Duke didn't even recruit her, but Jada said, I want to go to Duke. Now Jada's going to Duke. It's crazy. We have kids going to Kentucky and kids going to Ole Miss and kids going to Clemson. David went to Clemson. I have a girl at Clemson, right? Now, I'm just saying the story is, whenever you work together as a community, you can do anything. And I'll be honest with y'all. I'll tell you this. I don't even know how I get it done. David asked me, how do you do it? I don't know. Because we're not funded. Because we have, like, when I say not funded, what I mean is we have, you got Adidas, you got Nike teams, you got all these teams. We're not Adidas. We're not Nike. We're not. And what I love with telling kids is you don't have to be an Adidas kid or a Nike kid or Under Armour kid. Just be a good kid. What's the difference? Well, let me say this. If I had a boys program right now, I'd probably have $2 million in my pocket. Doing what I'm doing with these kids right now. All these kids going to these places, I have $2 million in my pocket. I got a son that's 13, 6'3", but I refuse to stop coaching these girls. Because girls, to be honest with you, girls are overlooked. Girls aren't even really thought about in the game. Look at what they are thought about, but not really. Look at Candace Parker, if y'all know who she is. Candace Parker makes very little compared to what LeBron James makes. But Candace Parker is the female LeBron James. So girls are overlooked, and I'm just determined not to quit fighting for these girls. Even with my daughter passing, I will not quit fighting for these girls. Huh? I'm just saying that's it. We're done. So I just want to say thank you for having us here. Thank you for partnering with us, because y'all are our partners. Just remember, everything that we do, y'all do. Just remember that. Everything that we do in this organization, y'all are part of it. And thank you for letting me talk to y'all. Thanks.
I can't top that. Just to say, though, it's the cup fully, and that's what you see. So we are not just supporting the girls. Yeah, sit there. We're not just supporting the girls, but we're supporting the coaches. And leaders, and this is an opportunity for you to not have to go far to get connected. But that's true with our preschool, that's true with our scouts, that's true with everything else, because you want to be there and be present for kids of all ages, but also the adults that work with them and the challenges that we face. That's what we share, our joys and concerns, but it's got to be the way we go forward. There is a nice symbol outside, which is a moving truck, and I park it there so that you know we're on the move. No, I mean, there's a neighbor who needed to park it there, but everything's a parable for me. So appreciate it, Coach. Let's pray. God, as we gather, we give you thanks for that we don't have to go alone, and that you bring people and opportunities in our lives. Help us to be awake, to not miss them, for we would be people of your kingdom, and that's why we've come, and that's why we've gathered, and that's why we lift our voices, praying as we were taught, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.